Yeah. Rhode Island, oder?
I love you.
like a surprise.
It's been a while. It's good. It's good.
You know, I came to visit last year, but you weren't around. We've arranged with the alcohol gentlemen.
Wait till we're ready. Let's
give him a big kiss when you do. He's coming in for the summer.
Tzaddikim, I don't remember who exactly says it, but I say this over a lot and by Shalashuddis. I as we say in Atachanantanu Matzei Shabbos, so the Nusach by Atachanantanu is Umedubakim B'Yirasecha, that we want to be connected with Yira. Yira is Malashin Ri'iyah, the same letters as Ri'iyah, is to see Hashem. It's not just fear, it's not fear. It's also, there's also an aspect of Yiras Ha'onish, which is called Yirat Hatah, which is also Halig, Halavai, as the Gemara says, Halavai. We should, if a person had the Yira, Yiras, even Yiras Ha'onish, even Halavai. Yira is Malashin Ri'iyah, Umedubakim B'Yirasecha. As Shabbos brings clarity of what life is about. That's what Shabbos does. A Yid who's connected to Shabbos, who's connected to Hinei Matoiv U'Manoim Sheves, Malashin Shabbos, Sheves Achim Gam Yachtov. To be tzamen, to be together, is a bechina of Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. The famous story with the Baal Shem Tov, where someone was Sol Chil Shabbos, and we know anything you see in somebody else, it means you have it within yourself. Kol HaPaisel B'Mumay Paisel. Anyone who apostle someone, it's a Gemara. It's not an opinion. It's a Gemara. It's MS. Kol HaPoisel, if you see the negative in somebody else, you have that negativity. You have that negativity if you see it. As the Baal Shem Tov also, the Mishnah says, Kol HaRoya Negoyim Chutz Minegei Atzmai, the Kohen sees the Nega, Saras, and paskins that it's a nega, but he can't paskin on himself. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, Kol haroya negoyim chutz, if you see something on the outside, min nigei atzmai, it must be from you. Min nigei atzmai, kol haroya negoyim chutz, if you see a nega on the outside, min nigei atzmai, you must have it. So the Yid came to the Baal Shem Tov and he says, I saw Chil Shabbos, so I saw a Yid Bimachal Shabbos. So the Baal Shem Tov says, you must have been Machal Shabbos. He checked. He couldn't see that he was Machal Shabbos. So what's the pshat? So he came back to the Baal Shem Tov. He says, it can't be. It can't be. If you saw it, you have a chelik, something. So he found, he was Mefashvesh, Yemashmesh. He looked into himself and he found out that he was Mevaza, a Talmud Chacham. He didn't treat a Talmud Chacham properly. And a Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham is Bechina Shabbos. So he had a little nekuda of that he was Machal, that he didn't respect that little bit. So Memela, he was able to see a Chilal, a Chalal, a vacuum. Umedubakim b'yirasecha, to be Shabbos, to sit together. Shabbos is not just, obviously it's Shabbos, it's kviya v'kaima. Once a week Shabbos comes. It comes no matter what. But a Yid who lives with Shabbos, this is a bechina of Shabbos. I don't even know what night it is anymore. Not because I'm jet lagged. I don't believe that's why. I don't know if it's Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Matzah Shabbos, Malav Malka, Friday night. Friday night. What's the pshat? I didn't even say Poskim B'Chvei Rachsanya because it's a bechina of Poskim B'Chvei Torah, Poskim B'Chvei Shabbos. I don't know if there's a chazal that says that. But it's the same thing. It's Yira. Umedubakim bi Yira Secha. Matzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov, you must have incredible kavana. Incredible kavana. I'm going to ask a bracha from you. That I should be zoicha to live. Umedubakim, they say, bi Yira Secha means you're dovek to Shabbos. And Shabbos, of course, means. I think the Gra says, from the Gemara in Brachas, that it says, Halon Shivas Yamim, called Halon Shivas Yamim Beloi Chaloim. Anyone who goes to sleep for 7 days is Nikra Ra, and he doesn't have a dream. So the Gemara, it's a Gemara. Where your Gemara is, what does that mean? A guy who, it's a good kasha, because it's a pasuk. I think Bal Yolin Paket Ra, the pasuk means a guy who goes to sleep without 7 days, without a dream, he is called Ra. Ra, what does that mean? So I think the Gra says, if you go 7 days without realizing that this world is just a chaloim, that this world is fleeting. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, when a Yid lives with Shabbos, Vayechu Hashmayim V'aretz Chotzvam, that means on a Tuesday night, on a Wednesday night, you could be in Brooklyn, you could be in Africa. Sorry, no offense to Brooklyn. No offense to Africa, no offense to anything. You could be in some cave in Antarctica. When you're davik to the Rabbeinu Shlom, when you're davik to Shabbos, you're davik to Torah, that's what you want on a regular night. There is no regular night. There is no regular day. It's not day, it's not night. It's the Talmud Chacham is Shabbos. I live with Shabbos. I live with Hashem. As the Kutzker says, where is Hashem? As the Kutzker says. Okay. I didn't even know that. The Kutzker, the Zayda Gazak, I'm sure you know this. That where is Hashem? Hashem is wherever you let him in. 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 Wherever we let Hashem in, it's Shabbos. Where you let him in, you know what one of the hardest, I was feeling this before, I'm trying to think, yeah, I'll share, I don't want to share such a deep pshat, we spoke a little bit, Avi, in the car about it. I'm going to share just a quick nekuda I was saying, umedubakim b'yiresecha, you're connected to Shabbos. They say Wednesday is the bridge between last Shabbos, this Shabbos. I think it's an important yesod, even though it's from last week's parsha, it's from Koirach. But I really just want to share because I think it's a very important yesod. I think it's important. I'm saying this for real. Bederech avodas Hashem, to work on ourselves. I didn't look into the mefarshim and to see the depth of this pshat. But I think it's something to talk about. That it could be that it's true. I think it's the things that I'm going to say. I think are going to be true. I don't know if exactly that's the pshat, but I feel comfortable to share something that's so important. I think in bringing Hashem into our life, bringing Hashem into my life, bringing Hashem more into my relationships, bringing Hashem more into all of our Bein Adam Lechaveiro and our Torah and our Bein Adam La'atzmoy, a person's relationship with himself, a person's relationship with his spouse, with his children, with every person, with Hashem. that it says by, I'll just say quickly, and then I want to just talk about the inyan of ego. They say ego is Rosh HaTevis, etching God out. Ego is the I, when the I is too strong. When the I, they say a story, where's Moshe, why is he still? Oh, there's a story they say from Rabbi Fry, I heard this from the Shver, from Rabbi Fry, like a Messiah from the Chazon Ish, that when he went, Reb Shlomo went to the Chazon Ish, and they say that when he wrote down the things that the Chazon Ish told him, and he said that when a person makes himself, the bigger zero you make yourself, the more humble you make yourself, the more you could fit people into your life. Sometimes the pshat is that we push people away, not on purpose. We don't do it on purpose. But when we make space for somebody else, we can include so much. A person, a yid, can include. They say that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, they say, is anav mikol ha'adam. I think the Pnei Menachem, Zechrona Levracha, Zechrona Tzadik Levracha, Schusa Yagen Aleinu. The Pnei Menachem says that anav mikol ha'adam, atem kriim adam, vein umay sa'olam kriim adam. The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael is called adam, and every person in the world is called Ha'adam. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Anav Mikol Ha'adam, which means that Moshe Rabbeinu held of himself lower even, it's not, I didn't say this pshat, I saw the Pnei Menachem, I think, or the Beis Yisrael, but I think the Pnei Menachem, that one of the Gerat Tzadikim, we're still in the Polish neighborhood. What's the pshat? He says that, really, Mikol ha'adam, listen to the pshat they say, listen to what the Zayd say, even from a goy, Moshe Rabbeinu, even from a goy, what does that mean? The Chavetz Chaim said that if you would show me, if I wouldn't be able to see a blood transfusion from a goy to a yid, and a yid to a guy, I would never believe that you could transfer blood from a guy to a yid and a yid to a guy. Why? Because it is. Who said? I think the Yid HaKadosh said. He says, "Could you explain to a guy how chashuv and how holy a Jew is?" And he says, "Explain to a guy how holy a Jew is. I can't explain to a Jew how holy a Jew is." And anav mikol ha'adam, what's the pshat that you have space, that I could hold space for somebody, I could hold space for someone who I look at and who is, as one of my, I said it last night when we were talking, don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. Everybody has chesroinus. Everybody has chesroinus. Everybody has shortcomings. Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Every person has chesroinus. Every person has shvachkeit. Every person has their past, has their stuff that they. Every person, every yid, every person. That's not a negative. It's not a negative. The negative is, as we know, the Yetzirah just wants us to feel ichi, wants us to feel down, wants us to look down at another person, wants us to look that I'm better than somebody, that I'm my eye. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, "What's the pshat? Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai." It should say, "Moshe Kibel Torah Bi Sinai." Mi Sinai means just like Sinai was the lowest mountain, so too Moshe made himself low. It's very, very hard for a person to make himself lower and to humble himself. to humble oneself. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of the Jewish people, the tzaddikim, Avram Avinu is a, when we imagine Avram Avinu is a powerhouse. Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer. He's helping out Sodom. He's helping out the low, as the Slonimer brings from in the Siva Shalom, from the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the bigger the tzaddik, the more he could love the lowest of the low. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu could hold himself. What was he not in reality? What, it was a dimyan? No, it's the opposite. He was in reality. He was in reality. David HaMelech, the warrior. David HaMelech, the warrior, powerhouse. Anoichi Toilas Eloi Ish. How could it be? How could it be? I'm so big. Because I'm living in reality. Umedubakim biyirasecha, that I'm living. Kolalon shivas yamim b'loi chaloim. Somebody who forgets, and we forget. Ma'achoy vasoi ba'olamoi. We forget. We forget because olam is meloshen ne'elam. Because the whole entire purpose of the world, the whole entire, this is a matana from Hashem. It's a matana from Hashem. I don't remember when this fell in my heart from Hashem. Is that the whole entire purpose of the world is for us to forget our purpose in the world. The whole entire purpose of our existence is to remember. Is to remember. To remember that La'an ata hoylech, as the tzaddikim tell us. As the Pirkei Avos says, the Chaim, someone's closer. When a person is born, he's already dying. That's not a negative statement. Authentic, sustainable happiness, let alone emotional health, comes from one's connection to reality, not someone's escape from reality. I'll say it again. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Authentic, sustainable happiness. Let alone emotional health comes from your connection to reality. Even if that reality is a difficult reality, the reality is la'an ata hoylech, that life is fragile. And every day to sit on a night, to sit in a regular night, I don't even know what time it is, because we're lamala min azman. It doesn't matter. I don't know what you're doing, Yaakov. I mamish don't know what you're doing, but I want more of it. I want more. I'm being serious. Yidden to come together, Yidden to come, Jews to come together on a regular, whatever that means, to transform, as I said today. Hashemayim from the Zayda. Hashemayim, you heard this one? Shemayim, your last name is Morgans or no? From the... Really? Hashemayim, Shemayim Lashem? You know this one is from the Shver. Moshe is from the Shver. Shemayim, Shemayim Lashem? Va'aretz nasan levnei Adam? You know this one? Okay. What? Well, you would know. By now you'd know. Shemayim, Shemayim Lashem? I said this today. Va'aretz nasan levnei Adam? Shemaim's for Hashem. Remind me to say the Satmar Rebbe on that. Shemaim, Shemaim Hashem, Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Shemaim is for God. Land is for us. Zuk Dehelig Akatzker, to make the Aretz into Shemaim. Shemaim, Shemaim Hashem. That's from the Shver. That's where I heard it from. Or from Unza, from.
How do you do that?
Okay, good. I like that. Shmaim Shmaim Lashem Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam, to make it Shemaim. To make it Shemaim by accepting, for sure doing mitzvahs, accepting and living in reality and realizing that every yid, the truth is that every yid is beautiful. And when I see in a yid, and when I see in somebody negativity, And it's the hard, one of the hardest things to do is when we see marim. The marim ki marim haim. V'lo yachlu lishtois the mayim ki marim haim. Not because the water was bitter, because you're bitter. When you see negativity in yenim, it's because you are bitter. It's because you are bitter. And that's a hard, so you asked how to do it. It's hard to live in reality sometimes. It's hard to know. It's hard to accept that if I have a problem with my wife, or I have trouble listening to my wife, then that's on me. Doesn't mean that my wife necessarily has to change. It means maybe I have to change. If I have a problem with my child, it doesn't mean that my child has to change. Maybe I have to change. That's reality. That's hard because it's much easier. And the Yetzirah will say, it's my mother's fault. It's my father's fault. It's my Rebbe's fault. It's my cousin's fault. And it's all that. I'm not getting into, that's not my cheshbin. Doesn't matter whose fault. But when a person learns to look within himself, when a person learns to look within oneself and to take everything for himself, And to listen to the message that Hashem gives to each and every one of us. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we push away. Ani Yosef, oi ha'oida v'chai. Ani Yosef, oi lanu miyoyim adin. Oi lanu miyoyim toichecha. What does that mean? That Ani Yosef, he was standing in front of the brothers the whole time. And when Hashem keeps you blind, that's what Yira is, Re'iya. Re'iyah, that I see reality, that I'm living with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And you know what? I can't say this enough. And this is from the Ramchal. This is not me. I could show it to anybody that he says it in Mesil Sisharim. I love when people challenge me. I'm not trying to be right. I'm not trying to give over anything. I'm trying to share. I'm trying to live myself humbly with everyone. I'm trying myself. Zok de Heliger Ramchal and Mesil Yesharim, Gam Hu Misug Ha'oihavim. I can't say that enough times to myself, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is a relationship. And if my relationships are messed up, and it's so hard to hear this, it's so hard to hear sometimes the truth, that if I have trouble with my relationships with other people, then it means I have trouble with a relationship with Hashem. Because Gam Hu Misug Ha'oihavim. Hashem is also a relationship. Like a father and a son, like a brother and a sister, like a husband and a wife. And it's hard, because sometimes it's easier to say, the Rabbeinu Shloim. But meanwhile, I'm not living in reality. I'm escaping reality. And I don't, chas v'shalom, I don't mean to talk harsh. I'm sharing because I feel the holiness. Rabbi Yaakov, I'm being serious. I feel the holiness and the bikush, the want of Yidden sitting together on a regular night, sitting together where everyone's got to get up early. Everyone had a long day. We're all tired. But v'koyve Hashem yachlifu koyach, when a person's connected to the Eibishter, when you're connected to your inside of yourself, of yedah yid, and it's hard. It's hard. It's very hard. It's hard to see the good, the Chedush Arim. The Chedush Arim. 16 years worked on being Dan Lekaf Schus. 16 years of the Chedush, of the Heilige Chedush Arim. Works on seeing good. And I'm supposed to hear a shir about seeing good in someone, and that's it. So I'm good. It's all good. I love everybody. No! You got to learn more Mesil Yesharim. You got to learn more Musar, more chsidus, more Torah, v'har einenu b'sar asecha, to be more dovik, to have more fabrengens, to sing more, to pray more, Hashem, to say more tefillah la'ani kiyatoif, Hashem, I want to love every yid more. I want to love my wife more. I want to love my children more. I want to love the guy next to me at shul who have such a tsar eye and I have such a negative. I was in the park today. I sat in the park and there was a guy. There was a guy sitting with his daughter. He was sitting with his daughter. He's a yid sitting with his daughter. And I, my natural thing, I looked at him and I was so negative on him. I didn't analyze it, but I felt it in me. I was like, I was judging him. I was so judging this guy. Never saw him in my life. Probably will never ever see him in my life. Maybe he was Elio Anavi, and I'll tell you why. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at this guy and he's eating and he's on his phone and this, and I'm sitting there and I'm mamish burning him up with my eyes. Burning him up. This mamish happened, but did he have moved a few hours ago in the afternoon? I'm sitting there. I need to make phone calls. I needed a little return, talk to my wife. And this guy's sitting there with his daughter and I'm burning the guy up. Burning the guy up, saying this, I don't know, blah, 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 blah. I don't remember what I was thinking. But it was so negative, and I said, I caught myself. I said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You don't know him. You don't know anything. The guy's sitting there with his daughter. He's taking care of his daughter. And then he walked away, and then he was here, and then I saw him there, and this, for like 20 minutes, a half hour. And then suddenly I said, this guy is a tzaddik. This guy's sitting there with his daughter for an hour, 2 hours. He was eating, he had a picnic. Obviously, first he's eating. I'm like, oh, the guy's eating. He's eating a lot, he's this. Everything was negative. Everything was negative. And then Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem. It's probably b'schus this afternoon.
Thank you,
Doctor. Probably. And suddenly I'm telling, Mama's ready to hug and kiss the guy. And as he walked out of the park, I was embarrassed. I'm not this type of guy so much. I'm not like a stranger. Hey, whatever. I said, Yoni. I said, you say something to him. And as he's walking by, I said, I just want to tell you, I really respect, and I learned a lot from the fact that you were spending time with your daughter. And he looked at me and he said, oh, thank you, whatever. And he walked away. And I didn't know I'm sharing the story. This is a very personal thing that happened. And I felt good that I worked on myself to even say something to him. Why am I sharing that story? I'm sharing that story because I could talk about myself because I'm human. I'm human. We said today, this doesn't last. This doesn't last. Obviously, al tzruchnis, this lasts. This doesn't last. How do we keep this going? We recommend it daily. Not re-inviting myself for tomorrow night. Recommend it daily. The more and more and more, the more and more and more, the more we talk, as the Slonimer says, hemanti ki adaber. We have to talk good, good on Yidden. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us. I didn't mention Bar Avram Ben Julia, a hostage who we have in yeshiva. We were zoicha. I don't want to, it's a hard term, but 2 years ago we met his parents, a hostage. He's still a hostage. We met in Hostage Square. I brought the yeshiva there. A chevra came together. We met his parents. And then his mother came to yeshiva this year. And we have a picture of him in the Beis Medrash, in the entrance to the Beis Medrash by the Chavetz Chaim. And we think of Bar Avram Ben Julia as a representative of Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, of all the hostages. You know, that's one of the challenges, and I can't speak enough about this. I can't share enough about this. it's difficult. It's difficult to see so many signs and hostages and bring them home and this and that. It desensitizes us. It makes us not sensitive. And that's natural. That's oilam is melashon helam. It's natural to be not sensitive when you're exposed to something over and over and over. And that's something that we have to daven to Hashem that when we see, we shouldn't have to see a picture of a hostage. We shouldn't have to see a soldier. We shouldn't have to see anything. But if chas v'shalom lo yaleinu, we see that it shakes us, that it shakes me, that it shakes a person. We were driving, anyone who was just in Eretz Yisrael, we were driving on the, it's hard to explain to everybody here, anyone who was just in Eretz Yisrael, we were driving and I saw a plane in the air and I mamish got, I'm not joking, I got this last two weeks were very difficult. There was mamish, I told Yosef, I said, I mamish thought it was a missile. Here, even now, when I hear a siren behind us for a second, you get. We want to be sensitive that life, people think, oh, life is fast and it's short. It's a depressing thought. It's not a depressing thought because you're living in reality. When you live in reality, that every day, and we have to daven that we're able to take advantage, that every day is as the Arizal says, when a person goes to sleep, it's like a mini death. The Gemara says that. But the Arizal says, the pshat is that before a person goes to sleep, that's why he does tshuva, because it's like a me'ain, it's like a microcosm of your life. You wake up in the morning, and you go to sleep at night. Arichas yamim vishanim. We should all be zoichet arichas yamim vishanim. A long life. Days. Va'avram v'sara zakenim boim bayamim. Your life is the day you live. I say this to the chevra, and I say it to myself, and I'm sharing it now. I have a miserable life. It usually means I have a miserable day. I had a miserable day. When a person wakes up in the morning, Moida'ani, Shechzarta bi Nishmasi, as the tzaddikim say, that I'm a neshama. I'm not a body trying to be spiritual in a physical world. I'm a spiritual person who has to deal with physicality. But be'etzem rabbe munasecha, I wake up in the morning, it's like I'm born fresh. And that I want my day to be as if this is the last one of the Chachma Bagayim Tamin. Someone said once, it's a great line. Learn as if you're going to live forever, and live as if you're going to die tomorrow. Learn is the pshat like Rabbi Akiva. You learn a pasuk, you learn one Mishnah, you take it slow. Anybody who knows in learning, like Rabbi Akiva, a little Mishnah, a little, like you're going to live forever. You have all the time in the world. Take it slow. Process. Psach libi b'soira secha. I want the Torah to be in my heart. When something's in your heart, you remember it. It's not about memorizing. It's about experiencing. I want to experience the Torah. I want to connect to the Torah. I want to connect to the Torah. I want to live it. Oy, amazing. Hashem should help us all. We should be zoicha. Should be zoicha. We should be zoicha medubakim b'yirasecha. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha. Mamesh, I'm more than humbled. More than humbled to be. I don't know most of you here, but we're sitting together. For one reason. We want to become closer. We want to come closer to each other. We want to know each other more. We want to love each other more. Klal Yisrael, it's been a tough tkufa. It's been a tough stage for all of us, for everybody, for Klal Yisrael. Hashem should help us all. Rabbi Yaakov, I have no words. Thank you. Thank you so much. We should continue, all of us. We should continue, each and every one of us. We should be zoicha to uplift each other, to see the good in each other. As the Rebbe Ramaylich, as we know, Adaraba, Pain Belibenu, Shanira Kolechad Mailas Chaverenu Velechasrainam. To be able to see Mamish, the beauty, and it takes time, it takes effort, it takes work, it takes patience. It's hard. But Beschusas getting together, Rabbi Yaakov, thank you. I Mamish can't thank you enough. Thank you, everyone, for coming, for joining. We should all be zeicha to see the geula. B'sechazene einenu b'shuvchol tziyam brachmim. Should be zeicha, each and every one of us, your families, everyone's family. She's zeicha to forgive. She's zeicha to forgive. It's hard. It's hard to forgive, especially now. It's Tammuz. They say is zmanei tshuva memashmishim ubayim. It's the yardside, the heliga yardside, the yardside of the heliga. The Rebbe, the Kleisenberger Rebbe, just the yardside of the Rebbe, of the Lubavitch Rebbe, the Shabbos is the yardside of the Kleisenberger Rebbe, Schusam Yagen Aleinu, the Tzadikim, to be Mamish Dovik to the Tzadikim, to be Dovik to each other, to be Dovik to the Torah, to be Dovik to just. To live every day, like I said, to live every day, and it's a heavy thing, as it says, shuv yohim achas lifnei, if that's the exact lashon. Do tshuva one day before you die. You say, how do you know when you're going to die? That's why we have to do tshuva every day, because you don't know, because the person doesn't know. And every night. For a person to say Rabbanu Shalom, I am Meichel, and it's hard to be Meichel. It's hard because we don't even accept the fact that we're hurt sometimes. But to say Hashem, I wanna be Meichel my parents. I wanna be Meichel my spouse. I wanna be Meichel my children. I wanna be Meichel whoever it might be. I want them to be Meichel me. I want to forgive, as many of you have heard from me. It's not about letting him off the hook. It's about taking the hook out of your heart. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness has nothing to do with the person who hurt you. It has to do with you taking the hook out of your heart. And you have to daven. We have to daven to have rachamim, that Hashem will help us forgive. To forgive each other, to love each other more. Rabbi Yaakov, I don't want to stop. I know maybe I'm the only one who doesn't want to stop. Everybody saying I want to stay mudubak and birasecha. So I'm just gonna say a bracha and a tefillah for all of us. We should be zeicha to keep on getting together. keep on getting together. Ish l're'ehu yazoiru l'chiv yoimer chazak ad bias koil tzedek b'meher b'yameinu.
Yeah.